Hey there, creative minds and business enthusiasts. Welcome to Looks Like We Made It, the podcast where we dive deep into the dynamic world of video marketing, content creation, and all things creative. I'm Izzy, your guide through this creative journey, wearing two hats, head of production and senior video editor. But I am not in this alone. Meet the other half of our dynamic duo, my dad, Chris, our director and the creative genius behind Howl Media and Howl Training. Together, we're not just a podcast, we're a father-daughter team on a mission to bring you insights, tips, and laughs from the heart of the creative industry. Whether you're a business looking to up your video game or a budding creative hungry for knowledge, this is the place to be. We've got real life experiences, expert advice, and a sprinkle of anecdotes to keep things interesting. So if you're ready to unlock the power of video, bespoke content, and training to achieve amazing results, you're in the right spot. Fasten your seatbelts because this is Looks Like We Made It, and where we turn creativity into success, one episode at a time.
Okay, brilliant intro.
Thank you. I'm still liking that one. Okay, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week been?
Good. Yeah, always good. Very, 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 very busy, but yeah, all good.
Cool. Well, this is our actual downtime, isn't it, really,
recording this. So, today's question.
Today's question is an interesting one, and it can have many different facets, which I think is particularly interesting, which is, how important is your location? And what do we mean by that?
So how important is your location?
Do they mean like where you're sat right now? Or
How important is your location as a creative business?
Ooh, okay.
Or how important is your location, full stop?
Well, look at where you are right now. Look to the left, look to the right.
I think the question's got to be, how important is location for a creative business?
Or a business in general.
But as we are... As we say the word creative in an intro about 17 times, I think we'd be wise to stick with what we know.
Okay, roll with it. Why are we talking about this?
Well, we're talking about this because it's a bit of a topic that I may or may not have had a few things
Chris
to say on.
Firmly on his soapbox as we speak.
I am on my soapbox. I think that over the years, I've had experience of... all options. I've had experience of, hey, we need to be based down south because that's where it's at. We need to have a London address. We need to be in Brighton. We need to be, we need a city centre location. So let's open an office in Leeds, Nottingham, Manchester, Liverpool, whatever, wherever. You can't possibly be taken seriously as a media organisation because you're based somewhere obscure. So, for example, Howl Media is based in Barnard Castle.
Woohoo!
Up the Barneys. And it is weird that depending on who I'm talking to, once you get past the Dominic Cummings or people go, what, so you live in a castle? And I say, well, not yet.
Yes, we do. What? Of course we do.
And it's kind of interesting that the perception, you can see it matters to some people and it interests other people. And it's become a bit of a thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I might be answering a question that absolutely nobody's asking. So in a sense,
technically I asked it.
So in a sense, you might want to just fast forward to the end and that's it. And that's it.
But it is interesting.
It is interesting because you see, my point is this, that people think we should have a city location. They think we should have an office in Leeds or Newcastle or wherever, because that's where the serious side of media is done. But then there are other people that say, hey, it's very cool if you're out in a rural location, because in the past we've done that as well. We've had a barn conversion studio in the past. We've done, we've experienced a lot of different locations for the business. Mm-hmm. And I suppose what frustrates me, and I suppose where I've come at this, is when people don't even we don't even include you on their list of people to talk to because they've already got a preconceived idea of location. And the most extreme version of that is when you need a Covent Garden location. You can even drill down to specific parts of London. And I'm really proud of the fact that the work that Howl Media does, I'm very proud of the work we do anyway, but we win and deliver work on merit. Mm-hmm. We're good at it. We're really good at it. And our actual location is irrelevant to a certain extent. And I would argue, actually, our actual location is brilliantly important because it's a really nice place to be in business. You know, we can go out for a lovely walk. We can, you know, it's lovely here. And actually, you know, and I know that might sound a bit sort of...
Chris is on the tourist board.
It is important though. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's important. And I would be interested to hear what other people think, whether it's just me with a beer in my bonnet or not. But like I say, it's when you're already pre-excluded for a project because of your postcode. That's the bit that frustrates me the most.
I think within that, from a production perspective, for a creative business, a lot of businesses who aren't in the creative industry maybe don't realise just quite how much out of office or how many times we're out and about in different locations anyway. So we end up, so for shoots, we could be anywhere in the UK. For editors, we have got some editors across the UK. Like, we are we can end up in all over the place.
That was my other point. Sorry, I'm conscious that I'm just jumping back in. My other point in this, of course, is that when a project is bolted together, we've got voiceover artists from all over the world. We've got we've got editors all over the country.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think in terms of production, by what I was saying about being the fact that we can be in Leeds one day, we can be in Liverpool the next week, we can be in, you know, Cardiff or random places in the UK.
What are you saying? Cardiff's a random place?
I was spitballing them off the top of my head, but I was trying to find one in all four corners. But I think within that is that by not being in a very, very city centre location, we're not bogged down by relentless traffic and stuff like that. We can get anywhere relatively quickly. And actually, being somewhere, so if you are a listener who isn't from the northeast or not from the UK, Barnard Castle is it is northeast, so it's between Durham and Darlington, or next to Darlington. It's south of Newcastle. That's where I can tell you where I am right now.
I think you probably need a map before it's
County Durham, essentially.
Yeah. Well, I'd say it's pretty much smack bang in the middle of the country.
Do we know where we are?
North. Well, anybody that's listened before knows that I firmly believe that Scotch Corner is the centre of the
universe.
That's
what I mean. It's near Scotch Corner.
So Scotch Corner is the centre. If you base Scotch Corner being the launch pad for everything that happens in the world and the universe beyond, then we're ideally positioned. We're literally 18 minutes away from the centre of the world.
I just love the idea that other countries are like, Scotch Corner, that's the place to be.
It's the place to be.
It's the heart, beating heart of the UK.
It is.
But what that means that we are beautifully placed to get anywhere relatively quickly. And actually, how many times have we had to be on a shoot at like 6 a.m. and we've just driven there, no traffic, no problems, off we go. And then we get to a city location where we're actually filming and we think, oh my God, this is hell.
Yes, quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
And that's not to diss, don't get me wrong.
I'm not anti-city. But I mean is, from a production perspective, it's actually quite handy. And I think that what we have been able to do as an organisation based in more of a rural area, so maybe not like sort of right
semi-rural.
Semi-rural area, is that we've been able to reach clients and reach businesses that have never thought about using video or using our services. And that's because there's a perception of, oh, I'm going to have to go to a big city. I'm going to have to go to London and I don't want to do that. I'm not ready for that. And actually, just going to someone who's local is something that a lot of businesses prefer because it's easier to communicate. It's easier to work with. There are benefits to that. And we have worked with people who've never thought of video in the past.
No, that's a good shout. Two things, really. One, is this where I say, Howl Media, London quality, Northern prices?
I hope not.
I would never say that.
Oh God.
But the other, my other point I would make here is as well. There's a misconception around skill levels. There's a total myth around the fact that if you want to get the best people, you've got to be in the perceived best place. And that is just simply not true. Whenever we've got a role that we want to fill it at our offices here in Barnardcastle, the caliber of people applying for those roles is exactly the same as it would be in a city, if not higher.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd 100% agree. I think that.
We sound anti-city, don't we?
No, we're not anti-city. I mean, I live in a city and relatively.
You commute the wrong way around, don't you?
I commute the wrong way around. So I commute an hour to Barnardcastle, which is absolutely fine because it's my time to listen to podcasts. Great podcasts, just like ours. I don't sit and listen to our podcasts. But I think that within that, though, is that we have got a lot of opportunity and we're not in a heavily saturated area. But I think that should a creative business want to start up and get an office or get a space or kind of level up a little bit from sort of being a sort of one-man band sort of situation, is look at the practicalities around the location you're moving to, costs associated with where you're moving to, and see where you can get the most value. Like, if you can make a saving by being somewhere else and maybe invest in more kit and more quality, then do it. It doesn't always have to be, you know, getting the most glamorous space or the most amazing spot or, you know.
I'd agree. I mean, I think that obviously image is important, but, you know, we've got our space here. You know, we've got super duper wickedly fast broadband connection. We've got a lot of space here. We've got lovely meeting rooms. We've got lots of really positive, beneficial things for a business like ours that I think we'd have to compromise on, particularly if we were in London. But I think in any sort of big city,
yeah, the big city boy.
I think we'd definitely have to compromise on.
Yeah, I think that within that, though, is that I quite like, as a creative business, being part of a community. Yeah. Like, there is a real, well, I mean, if you've ever been to Barnardcastle, you'll know it is a very tight-knit community. But within that, though, I do quite like the fact that we do have an identity within that. And there are a lot of businesses in this area that they know us from, you know, we could be walking through the shops and they'll be like, oh, it's Izzy or Chris from Howl Media. And then we can start a conversation. And how many times have you been in a supermarket, bumped into someone at a networking event and them going, I needed to talk to you about a film? It happens a lot.
It does happen. It happens all the time. That's a double-edged sword, I suppose. But yeah, it does happen. So that's it, really. I mean, and my other final thing is that you can get behind a place if you're in a kind of a, and you know, you're just following on from your community thing. So, like, you know, I'm backing Barnardcastle, you know, like, and I've made no secret. Anybody who's met me in the last 3 months will have heard me say this. I make no secret that I want to make Barnardcastle a center for creative and technical excellence. Whatever your perception of the place is, you know, I want people to park that, because I'm literally on a mission to put us on the map here, to be that, a centre of creative and technical excellence.
Love it. Well, that sounded
quite grown up.
That is very grown up. Right. I don't know how to lead on from that. Okay. So anything pedantic to mention this week? Anything from Pedant's Corner?
I'm feeling
free and easy.
I'm feeling free and easy. Nothing's really getting my goat at the moment. So yeah, I'm
okay, I like it.
There's no pedantry today.
No pedantry. Well, we can all relax in our use of fonts and all sorts today. So final question, just because we like to end on a nice question, which is, what's the wackiest location you have ever worked in?
Wackiest? That's wacky. I don't like the word wacky.
Okay, weirdest, strangest, most memorable.
4 o'clock in the morning, desert, Dubai.
Okay, that really is wacky. Okay. I wasn't expecting that. Where were you there?
I was filming, and the shot demanded that. Quite a cool filming job, actually, because we were wrapped by about 8 in the morning, so we had
it was so hot.
Oh my gosh, it was so hot. That was kind of keeping your phones in the fridge, cameras Jeez. Being kept in the fridge. It was just mad.
God.
Yeah, I'd say that's right up there. How about you?
Oh, nice. Well, I mean, I can't top that. I was just saying, I think the first ever place I ever worked in the creative industry, I had my job interview in a ball pit and a treehouse.
That wasn't here, though, was it?
It wasn't here, no. But I remember at the end of the interview, they made me go down a slide. And I remember thinking, this is my introduction, baptism of fire to the creative industry. But that was it for this week. How'd you find that? All right. Excellent, excellent. Right, so we'll be back every other Tuesday from this point on. So if you want to be on the podcast, you can do. Drop us a message. And we always welcome guests. But feel free to listen to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And we will see you next. And we will see you in... and we'll see
you... Can't say that.
No, I know.
We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
We will see you every other Tuesday. Bye-bye.